Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
You've loved her since the day you first met her. You've loved her through the good times and the bad. There's nothing you wouldn't do to make her happy. You may be older now, but that doesn't mean your love will ever change. ED happens, and it happens to about 50% of men over the age of 40. Visit RexMD.com and show her your love has never changed and never will. RexMD.com has helped thousands of men. Here's how RexMD.com works. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you can get FDA-approved ED medication, which are currently available to new customers. Your consultation is free. There's no copays, no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. At RexMD.com, we've made the process fast, easy, and affordable. Don't wait another minute. RexMD.com is now offering sample pack prescriptions of ED medication. Visit RexMD.com right now. That's REXMD.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports Lounge. Stand by. Your headphones are going to pop in a second. There you go. I'm Michael Horn. I'm not the star of the show. I'm just the announcer on the broadcast. The star of the show is that gentleman right here next to me, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Hello,
I'm
Fred.
I'm not too close to you, am I?
No.
I mean, we've discussed this over the weeks.
Yeah, you're okay.
It's important to be close, but you don't want to, you know, we're on radio and we're on also our little podcast here, so...
Broadcast, the buddies always hang out together close. You know, I noticed that during the COVID-19, Dr. Fauci has gotten involved in sports, and he's spaced out like Oral Hershiser and Joe Davis. They kind of like spaced out, so Oral has to reach over and hand the hot dog to Joe Davis, both announcers of the world champion Dodgers. Well, I've noticed that you and I like to get really close because Dr. Fauci, when we did this, said it's okay to sit on top of each other.
He said that?
I believe so at first, that when he and, you know, Dr. Fauci is taking credit for the vaccine now. He's the guy that came up with it in January when he couldn't decide whether to put a mask on or not. He was coming up, I don't think he should wear a mask. I shouldn't wear a mask, but I got to do a vaccine. Fauci, I think, should be retired, don't you think? I
mean, we should pants him first and then push him out into traffic.
Was he ever team physician? He seems to like sports. He was at the Washington Nationals ballpark sitting right on top of all of his friends with his mask off. I saw that picture. That was when he decided to have masks on, except for him. And was he ever a team physician, do you know?
A team physician?
Yeah, for any sports team.
Yeah, he's the team of physician for America.
Oh!
You think that works in there pretty good?
All right, so... I'll take a couple of those, whatever he's passing out, and I'll be fine, ready for the game.
Yeah, he's on Quaaludes. I can tell it. He's a sleepy-eyed dope, and he's making stuff up.
He's also getting ready
to spring this summer on another lockdown, because all the stuff in Europe that's going on right now, just mark my words.
Okay, you heard it here first in the Sports Lounge from the great Fred Dreyer. We got a lot to talk about, football, baseball. We have a hockey story we didn't cover last week, and we're going to keep it throughout the whole season.
All right.
So stay with us here in the lounge. Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathroom. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-525-7454. 855-525-7454. That's 855-525-7454. more.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. 800-353-1760. That's 800-353-1760.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. I should mention, we got so many things to talk about here. We join you and listen to all of our great radio stations on the Sports Byline, all of that great sports network of stations. Also on CRN, Digital Talk Radio, all of their great stations, and all the Amazon Echo and Google Home speakers. And we're on Facebook Live and Roku TV and everywhere. And then we're also on Sirius XM, Channel 217 on Sirius, 203 on XM's 967 if you're online. And so just a lot of stuff that's going on here today. And we invite you to comment online. We have our Facebook Live feed that goes on during the show, so you can make comments there. We'll get to a lot of you in just a few minutes. And we'll also get to our email bag, freddreyer@crntalk.com. freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred, when you came in today, did you notice the Hunter Shrine, the picture of you holding the gun and pointing it down our hallway at the CRN Broadcast Center, now is a full shrine to you with pictures of you on the Rams in your uniform during your days of playing the great football?
Well, it's very tastefully done.
Thank you. I did it.
I think football and guns go together.
There you go.
And, you know, I always think that, if you know, you're playing – you know, you're playing the teams in a tough hotel. They got to have a gun when they go down to dinner. And when they're down there practicing and getting ready for the game, they got to have a, I think that they should seeing as they're expanding the games to 17
yes.
games and probably 18 here in the next
we're going to talk about that.
We'll talk about it right now.
Well, we have a comment. I want to lead into it with a comment from one of your great listeners out there that we want to talk about. Before we do, though, I thought we'd mention that you came in tired, and I just wanted everybody to know you've had a tough week working out in your yard, correct?
Yeah, I have a challenging yard, and it's peppered with beautiful flowers
yeah.
that somehow, and it's amazing, I was out there yesterday staring at it. And the sun was starting to go down because I pull weeds up until nightfall.
Yeah,
you know, where I come from, pal. So what I was looking at is how amazing it is for weeds, as well as beautiful flowers,
yeah.
to hatch right out of rock, solid rock. I don't know how that happens.
Does that bothers you?
No, it doesn't bother me. It's mystifying. I have great respect for the flowers and all the plants and everything that's wonderful and godly. And I also realize that the beauty of it is right next to that godliness is also a crabgrass and weeds.
There you go.
And everything else. And so
you're ripping out the weeds and keeping the flowers.
And every once in a while, I'll make a mistake, but but I'm fine. But
prize.
I'm fine. I got beautiful rose bushes in the backyard, and everything is fine. I open my weight room back there, and then I turn the radio on.
You got flowers in there?
No.
Okay.
I've got music that comes out, I'm all in my wonderland, and I'm fine as a result of it. But right now, I'm tired.
Yeah, because you've been working. You were talking to me about it earlier in the week.
Yeah, I'm tired.
It's been very tough for you. All right, let's get over here and just see who we've got there. We got Pam saying hi from Georgia. We got James tuned in here. We got Chris says in New York, says hello to you. We got Kathy, hi to all from Cambria. Celebrating her dad's birthday, John Steinbrunner is 90 years old today. Can we wish him a happy birthday?
What's his name?
John Steinbrunner, I believe. Steinbrunner. Broner. Steinbrunner.
Steinbrunner.
Yeah.
Well, happy 90th.
Yeah. Did he ever own the Yankees?
No, that was a different Broner.
You know, speaking of 90 years old, our buddy William Shatner turned 90 last Monday.
And how about that?
He is going to be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, the World Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Why is that?
Well, I guess he was on a lot of the big events that he had there as a celebrity.
He? I didn't know that.
And April 6th is the WWE Hall of Fame ceremony. It's going to be streaming on Peacock, and it's going to be held remotely for COVID-19 restrictions. And it's going to be kicks off WrestleMania week. You should be there too. Were you ever in any wrestling stuff? Did you?
No, I was never invited.
I broadcast from the old WCW, and Abdullah the Butcher was there, and. Also, I forget who else was in there. There was some famous wrestlers. And we were broadcasting right up ringside here on CRN. We were doing the live blow-by-blow description. Sting. I guess Sting was in there, yeah. And Abdul the Butcher came over to our broadcast table. And he looked around. And we, at that time, it was many years ago, we were broadcasting via phone line. So we took a phone apart and clipped in the little leads to broadcast on the line. And he took the old receiver and he looked at it and he took it with him and he hit Sting right in the back between the right below his neck. And knocked Sting flat on the ground. Then he took our case for equipment and blasted it in the back.
Oh. Really?
Oh. Don Tegler was there. And Don, I made it sound like Don got knocked out. I was going, Don, speak to me. And I got home, and my mom had listened. She says, you guys, you really did it this time.
Wow.
Thought he got knocked out.
That's
so maybe I should be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
I was going to say, you know, you've logged a lot of effort.
So Shatner's going to be in there. He said he probably missed out on this because Shatner does everything. He's got his movie out, Senior Moment, with Gene Smart. But he said he should have started a career after Star Trek and gone wrestling as Captain Kirk.
He should have rode his horse everywhere he went.
Yeah, exactly. So we say happy birthday to Bill Shatner.
You know, Jay Leno drives his cars all over Los Angeles.
I know.
Every place. Yeah. Why can't Bill ride the freeways with the horse?
I think that could be true.
I've talked to him about that.
We will. Now, let's get back to here again. Happy birthday there to Cambria and John Steinbrunner. We got
90, right?
90 years old.
How about that?
James is in Arizona, says hello. And then we've got Bernard is in there. He says, Fred, he says, hello from Ottawa. He says, with a 17th game added to the NFL schedule, if you were the president of the NFL Players Association, what concessions would you insist upon the owners making? And he said also for retired players as well. And then he says, happy Easter. So what do you think about that?
Well, I don't understand the question.
Well, what would you, if you were head of the Players Association, would you accept it or would you fight it? Because
why would I fight it? I don't. I wonder. Is this a universally hated decision?
No, I think that, you know, here's the thing. They said that the NFL was trying to get 18 games for a long time, but the players were holding off. And it's the number of total games between preseason and regular season games. But they said that the brain health issue, the when they were talking about the concussion and all that stuff, and you were involved in that a lot because you had firsthand knowledge of it. You played, for gosh sakes. And they said that that sort of pushed it back. The players didn't want it because you're more susceptible to more injury if you're playing more games.
Oh, well, this is complicated. We may not have enough time on this show to get into it because it's a very interesting debate. More games, certainly more opportunities for injury. Why is that so? Because it just exacerbates the fact that the players are poorly coached.
Oh, really?
And the fundamental elements, aspect of the sport are being ignored and have been for the last 20, 25 years. So when I was in the league from 69 to 81, they, in the 70s, they wanted us to expand, you know, to 16 games, which we eventually did. But the difference is they weren't paying anybody. And you know, our position is, hey, look, you let us in on the profit participation of network TV and global distribution. And they said, buzz off. And so we came up with this thing that was probably as smart as you could get at that time. And it was by simply saying, you know something? We don't want to do it because it's too dangerous and we haven't been able to figure out how to handle the concussion stuff. Rather than come out and say, we're not doing it because you're not paying us any money.
All right, so we're going to have more straight ahead.
Yeah, but it goes on further.
Yeah. And they held it off for about 10 years, for a decade. They've been wanting to expand the seasonal games. We'll have more for you in the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn, thanks so much for joining us.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health
health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, the one and only star of our show, the iconic actor, the all-pro defensive end, the football superstar, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us here. Email Fred, Dreyer at crntalk.com. And so we're talking a little bit about the expansion of the NFL getting 17 games. They wanted 18. They got 17 and kept three preseason games. They didn't drop the preseason games to two because they want to take one of those preseasons and go to 18 eventually. But you're giving us a little more inside look, as we do here on the show, Fred Dreyer, because you're saying the players 10 years ago or more, when the league started saying, hey, we want more games, we want more games, you wanted to be in as a player to get a little bit of the cash on this thing, and it wasn't going to happen, right? The owners were going to get it.
During my professional lifetime, from 69 to 81, nobody was paid in the league. Nobody. And what I mean by that is ownership fought the relationship between their franchises and the governing body of the Players Association. What they wanted was, we want you to work for us so we can have this incredible money-making machinery that's going to go through the roof. And they all knew what that was going to be. So did we. But we don't want to pay for it. So at the same time as we're telling you that, we're also saying to you, we want you to play 16 games. You know, that takes a lot of guts to stand up there and say that and force their way and coerce their way through the press and through publicity that, you know, what's interesting, and I always say it's government football. And as we have noticed in today's world of politics, they say one thing and do another.
Exactly.
And the weakness of Republicans is they perennially never, ever do anything about it. They're weak. They're feckless. And it's the same with ownership in that period of time, where ownership said, we want you to work for free. And at the same time as telling us that, they would tell the news media and the press, get it?
Yeah.
Government being needing and coercing media to do their bidding for them. And that means, you know, the players really are the bad guy in all of this. We would have 25 games for all you wonderful people out there, you alcoholics who sit around and do nothing but live for football 7 days a week. And it's wonderful that you could spend all this time with us on Sundays and Saturdays, and now it's Tuesdays and it's Mondays. So of the 7 days, they're playing football 5 days a week, and which is what they want.
Right.
And they also want to play it in France, in Spain,
England,
in Germany, and they also want to play it now in South America.
Wow.
That's a huge, huge, I mean, wow. Look, it's a global market. It's the model is soccer. And
you're right.
And so what everybody's, you know, the big conundrum is as an ex-player, I'll make this about me for a moment, but it's not really about me. It's what I represent. I want what's parity in the negotiations at the table of the profit participation side of of the CBA, collective bargaining agreement, relationship, conversation between ownership and distribution. And we'd still today, DeMaurice Smith still doesn't understand how to conduct a relationship. This is my view.
DeMaurice Smith, who's that?
He's the president of the Players Association.
Got it.
He's the guy that now, you know, buddies up with about five or six of his cronies, whose job it is to carry the flag of DeMaurice Smith, everything's wonderful, and not really allow a voice from the players themselves. You know, there's 1,500 players in this. And what's going on is DeMaurice Smith needs everybody to be on the same page so he can deliver the people, the players, to the ownership so they can conduct this business. And at the same time, he also wants to control and separate and isolate players. And part of that is we don't want any of you present-day players, you know, listening to ex-players. We don't want you doing that. And subsequently they don't. Subsequently they wind up not having a voice whatsoever, just like us, not having a voice. And so when I look at stuff like this, of course they're going to 18. They're actually going to go to 20.
Yeah, they'll get more games.
Yeah, they're going to go to 20 games, and they're going to get everything they want. And here's what I'm interested in. Here's what I would do if I were in the press room and I would be talking to DeMaurice Smith. He would not like me in the press room asking him questions. And they would all be geared toward what we just talked about. And that's the relationship between present-day players, the ownership groups, distribution, and the ex-players. Because why? Inside every year, like right now, they're going to getting ready for a draft. So the draft is now going to be the reason that the league grows in not only in stature and in games and in excellence and in character and all of those things that are wonderful to the sport, but it's also allowing for a conversation with ex-players. The people coming in replace the old-timers and the people playing football today. There's a group of people that are going to be leaving the sport, retiring, being traded out because new players are coming in.
Of course.
So that's just the way it is,
yeah.
No matter what. But it goes on and on from there. And I'm looking forward to a season where there is harmony.
Yes.
And truth being told. I do think that the big secret has always been the abusive nature that not including ex-players, retired players, to get their due has to come to a stop. And I don't know if it will or not, certainly.
But we'll see.
But we'll definitely take a peek and see what the next year brings.
You're the all-pro defensive end. You're the acting legend. We have now with us a future Hall of Famer with the World Wrestling Entertainment on the line with us, a gentleman who I believe had a great birthday here this last Monday. He's got a blockbuster movie out called Senior Moment with Gene Smart. I actually paid money to watch this film on Friday night, I'll tell you. We're talking about the one and only star extraordinaire like you, Fred Dreyer, the one and only Bill Shatner is here with you on the show.
Bill.
Fred.
God bless you.
Fred,
you know,
I don't want you talking to anybody else but me.
Well, this is the opportunity.
I don't want any old, like, don't talk to Mike Horn.
I can understand that.
Yes, right. You both can.
Because you never know where bad influences come from. I want you to shut yourself off from the rest of the world. Don't read any magazines. Don't read any newspapers. Don't listen to the radio, especially don't listen to the radio, because you never know what's going to come out of that. And isolate yourself, because I want you all to myself.
Oh, Bill. Are you anywhere near your horse right now?
I got off my horse. I got off my horse, one of my horses.
Yes.
I didn't know how to phrase that to be polite about it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I have more than one horse. So, yes, I spent the morning in the wind.
Hey.
That was
that's
a lot
amazing.
Of wind. Not in where I live in Los Angeles exactly, but 20 minutes outside up under the hills, my dear. Well, wait a minute. Where you guys are broadcasting from, it was windy there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It's always windy.
I went by there.
Yeah.
I have to drive by there to
thanks
go to
for
the
stopping
stable.
In. Yeah, thanks for stopping in, Bill.
No, listen, Mike.
Yes.
Getting on a horse is a lot different than getting on behind a microphone.
Take it easy. You're doing a podcast, by the way. Why are we not doing that podcast for you? You've actually gone with somebody else, and you're going to do some kind of what's this?
Offer me more money. I have a meeting on.
It all comes down to that, Mike. It all comes.
What you were
to,
just talking about there, Fred Dreyer. It all comes down to money for the NFL Bill Shatner.
I can't believe the basketball. First of all, how can you guys be watching basketball when football's just around the corner and just left us a short while ago?
Yeah.
I can't get. How do you get concerned and serious about basketball when football?
I don't disagree on that, Bill. And what's coming up now, and I think in another week or so, is the NFL draft, and that's something that we could probably both do together is watch it.
You two are going to go to the draft and watch it together?
We could watch
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. But I don't want Fred talking to anybody. I don't want him,
Want me sharing information. That's the key.
If they're going to isolate the basketball players, I'm going to isolate the broadcast.
All right, now hold on a second, because I want to get this Hall of Fame thing in there. We got a quick break. Bill, can you hold on with us, please?
Of course
all
I
right.
can.
Please, Bill.
Shatner,
please.
The great Bill Shatner, ladies and gentlemen. The iconic actor, along with the iconic sports legend and actor Fred Dreyer. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
And we're back in the Sports Loungers. Truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. We call him Sultan. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. That record will never be broken. And along with him, you talk about icons. The one and only Bill Shatner here, celebrating his birthday all week long, all year long, and going to be inducted here, Bill, into the...
Until the next birthday, and then we're going to celebrate that all year long.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, just going back to the discussion we were having,
yes,
I felt strongly that I had to give you an impression of the Lakers basketball team, which is great. I love the Lakers. They're great, you know. It's great for Los Angeles. So nothing like our football team. But do you have the same impression, both of you guys? Because Fred's one of the great football players, and that's the sport, and Mike is, like, all round. But if I give you an image on basketball, I wonder if you would agree with me or not. When I say basketball to you, does the image of a couple of hairy armpits come up?
Definitely. Yes.
I mean, that's what you're looking at.
Yeah.
He makes a shot, and you got these armpits coming at you.
Yes. And here's the thing, Bill, because you'll remember this, and so will you, Fred. As a kid, I used to like to watch baseball, and there were a couple of players. One was Big Clue, Ted Klazuski, and the other was Steve Bilko, and their arms were so fat, so big around, they had to cut the sleeves out of their uniform, and you saw the hair under their armpits. Am I right?
Well, they both never lifted weights. They were just fat guys.
Bill, do you remember that?
No, don't remember their names. That's incredible that you should remember
Steve
that.
Steve Bilko and Ted Klazuski.
Who did they play for?
Oh, Big Clue played for the White Sox and I think the Phillies for a while. And Steve Bilko was on the Angels, for God's sakes. He was in the minor leagues, wasn't he?
He was with the Hollywood Stars, I believe.
Didn't know I was that old, huh? I'm right behind you, boys.
That's fantastic.
I'm right behind you. I'm carrying the water. So, Bill, right. Look, there's a big deal here, and I just have to – you are now – I mean, you've done so many things, Bill, you and Fred as well. Fred has got the whole football and the whole sports thing going on for him. Did you know he was a former pitcher, big strapping right-hander? He used to throw the fastball.
No. Fred was a baseball pitcher?
Yep. Blew his arm out and went into
because
football.
Because I know that he was trying to sell – a lot of TV shows, and we thought he was a great pitcher there.
That's but, true.
Yeah, we were pitching left and right there.
Still doing that. So, you know, you with all the TV, the movies, the stage, you start out as a Shakespearean actor. You're a great comic genius here. Your new movie, Senior Moment, is out. Here you go. You're in the celebrity wing, and let me talk about the people you are there with. These are A number one. Top performers that you, Bill Shatner, are joining. The William Refrigerator Perry. Remember the fridge with the Chicago Bears?
Absolutely.
The Bears. The famed
great plunging back, finally.
Yeah, the great baseball catcher, Bob Uecker. You're joining.
I remember Bob Uecker.
His batting average was 097, I think. Drew Carey, one
right,
of the great.
We wanted them to do was catch the ball.
That's right. Drew Carey, of course, one of the great now quizmasters.
One of the wonderful guys, yep.
Mike Tyson, they're doing a movie about this guy, one of the great
Listen,
boxers.
Mike Tyson, I Mike Tyson become a buddy of mine, and I am doing commercials with him because we got a product called Copper Gel. It would take away the pain. All your aches and pains will disappear with Copper Gel. So I'm doing commercials with Mike Tyson. I've gotten into the ring and box with Mike Tyson.
You should rub that oil on him.
It's and you stand 15 feet back and you spray the son of a bitch.
Thank you very much. Okay. We got Mr. T. We got Kid Rock, Snoop Dogg. Listen to this. One of your favorites, Bill. You're joining the likes of the former President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, and you're also the former Governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You're going into the WWE Hall of Fame. What do you think? What can you tell us about this?
Incredible.
Listen, I'm a Canadian and I can't express myself politically, but if I could go first, I'd be much
It's going to be great.
I'd be much happier.
This is coming up in less than a week. It's April 6th. You're going
to
be.
I know. I'm about to record my acceptance speech, and this phone call got in the way.
Well, can
you
we.
You know why I have to re-record it?
Why?
Because my dogs were barking through the whole time I was recording the. And I sent them along thinking, hey, it's a dog in the background. Big deal. And they said, no, please, no dogs.
Can Fred and I, because this is virtual, I don't know where you're going to do it, but could we like hang in the background while you're doing your speech and everything, kind of wave at the camera?
Yeah, but come up here right away because I'm going
to,
as soon as I put this phone down,
you're doing it.
I'm going to raise my arm and...
Okay.
And
I don't want to see any arm hair.
Hairy arm.
I don't want to see the arm. No, please, no. That's it. We should get to Fred. We haven't gotten together with Bill in a while. We should go ahead and do this.
Well, we usually see a whole host of our pals up at Bill's house during Monday Night Football.
Not in the last year. It's been shut down.
I know it's been shut down, but I think this year, Bill, I think you're going to be able to entertain.
Have you been vaccinated?
No, I have not been vaccinated.
Oh, you're not going to be invited.
Fred,
is there a vaccination
party?
You're
well within the limits. You're well within the limits, you know, that as long as you're over 70 years old.
Oh, me, I can get a free shot?
Yeah, they give you the shot.
Yeah.
I had the COVID-19, so I've got the antibodies. I had a doctor on the air, and he sent me a prescription that I'm going to take and see if I got antibodies. I want to see how long the antibodies last.
You haven't been inoculated, Mike?
Not yet, but that's because I want to do the test to see if I've got the antibodies first. And then
What's the difference? Get inoculated.
Well, then it's going to blow the test. I got to get the test done this week so I can. I'm just curious. I'm scientific. I watched Star Trek as a kid.
Because you had it. That's right. You got it.
I want to see if I have the antibodies. Exactly. I want to test that first and then go from there. So, I mean, there you have it. Now, what's this I hear that you wanted to maybe change your career path because you've done so many great things and also go into wrestling as maybe the star Captain Kirk and get in the ring? That would have been a great role.
No, not. I think that. I could liven up the wrestling horizon by going into wrestling as Captain Kirk. And Captain Kirk comes into the ring and wrestles all these monsters, you know, and throws them out of the ring.
I've got to see this.
Fred, you could be part of it. You could be a tag team.
I've got to see this.
I threw Jerry Lawler out of the ring.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that.
What are you laughing at, Fred?
He threw him out.
I threw him over my shoulder, and he landed outside the ring. He got hurt. I had to use copper gel on him.
There you go. The image
of you in the ring, Bill, is just too much. In your outfit.
What are you talking about?
In your outfit.
I inducted Jerry into the Wrestler Hall of Fame in Detroit. I flew to Detroit to do that.
And now you're being inducted yourself. Turnabout around. I think if you go in the ring, you and Fred Dreyer, tag team. It's a 1-2 punch.
Oh, no. Fred's legs are gone. Fred's legs are gone.
Is that true,
Fred? I need to spray him with some copper gel before we go in there. And then we might make a fight of it, but, you know.
What do you think, Fred? You got those legs. They're okay.
They got me here.
He's been working in his backyard, pulling weeds and stuff in the back bank.
He's got to stop growing. He's got to stop growing those weeds, man. That would give you a problem with your memory.
Cigars. His thing is cigars. That's the deal. Bill, we love you. Congratulations on your birthday. Congratulations on the WWE Hall of Fame. Senior Moments. Your new movie is out.
Senior Moments is in the theater, and you can get it on television. You know, whatever.
I was streaming it on Amazon. You get it on Amazon Prime.
And it's really funny, and it's really something. You get a laugh at two or five, and you come out much better than you went in.
Bill, will this movie be in theaters?
Yes, it's in theaters right now.
Yeah, it is. It's released, yeah. Well, and it's also on streaming platforms. You can watch it in your house.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
Well, congratulations, my man.
You're the good man.
Well, I look forward to the Monday night.
Let's do that.
Sequences.
Let's get Dr. Clapper.
Thanks, guys.
Let's get Dr. Clapper fired up and get him over there.
We got to get Clapper fired up.
He's always operating on somebody. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Get that speech done, Bill. We want to see that speech. That's good. Mention our names, if you will. Some of your good friends in your life.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
And Copper Joe. Copper Joe.
We'll get it going. Throw out the Beagle oil on with Copper Joe. All right. Bill, we love you.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Take care, bud.
Bill Shatner. That's very good. And it's, you know, you never can tell who's going to be calling in on the show. That's the kind of program you run here, Fred Dreyer.
I do?
Yes. That's the way you run. It's really good.
Well, this is good.
Yeah, so that's good. So he's at the April 6th doing the Hall of Fame induction over there. Now, you were talking about football, that the coaches are not good anymore. I just want one story for you here. This comes from the Cleveland Browns camp. There's a lot of Browns fans, and their old coach, Hugh Jackson. Apparently, this guy had a record with Cleveland of 3-36-21. Mm-hmm. 3 wins, 36 losses, and 1 tie, and they kept expanding and extending his contract. After you have a bad season, how can you keep this guy for like 3 years?
Well, they believed him and they supported him, and they also knew that they didn't have the best of talent in terms of draft choices. Or under Jackman, did they have a quarterback? Did they draft a quarterback under him?
No, they had. Did they have Johnny? What's his name?
Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel, was he there during that time? I don't know, but Hugh Jackson.
Well, somebody was.
He won just one of his first 24 games as a coach.
Yeah, I know. They stayed with him.
And he was with the Oakland Raiders, too. So his overall time, he was 11 wins, 44 losses with 1 tie, a 2.205 win percentage. That's the second worst winning percentage behind in 4 seasons. There was a guy named Burt Bell. You know Burt Bell? He was the lowest at .179.
Burt Bell? You mean...
Does that name ring a bell to you, Burt Bell?
The commissioner of the...
He was a coach. So anyway...
Burt Bell, oh yeah.
Jackson was on ESPN and was talking about that they kept extending. And you're right. He said that
Well, against his will?
Well, yeah, but he... management...
Was he complaining?
...started dumping players on the guy. So I guess he didn't have the best of talent, like you said.
There's something screwy in that scenario. I mean, I guess they got him for the right price. He wasn't renegotiating. They came up to him and said, hey, how about you like to re-up?
That's it. All right, now we got also this picture I want to show everybody here, and this comes to us from Pam, and she is sending this shot right now, and take a look at this one here. You got one of the stars here from your TV show. Where are my notes here that I had for? Oh, here they are. I got them right over here. So we've got you and McCall sitting there. You had terrific guest stars, she said.
Actually standing.
And that's Tim Thomerson.
Yep.
He played three different police characters on your show, one bad, one good. One where Stephanie's character dumped a glass of wine on his crotch, she said. And he was also on your Land's End show for 22 episodes.
We don't need that information, do we?
That's what she said.
Well,
she dumped a glass of wine on him in the episode.
So
he was on Land's End, and he was Thunder Thornton. So you know this guy. He's turning 75 coming up on April 8th.
I met Tim when I was at San Diego State. Met him at Sigma Chi TG.
Oh.
Yeah. And we've been pals ever since. And he and the late, great Brian James encouraged me to get into acting when I was still playing for the Rams.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tim's one of the reasons I got into acting.
That is great. So that put the bug in you to say, hey, Liz, we should...
Well, they were making a living at it, and I was still playing for the Rams, and we would meet up whenever we could meet up. You know, they were up here in Hollywood trying to get a job, and I was, I'd drive up on my weekend and connect with everybody, and it was a lot of fun. It was a great memory.
All right. Well, that's good stuff there, and good shot of you guys there reliving the days there of the old Rink Hunter. That's, by the way, streaming on Tubi. It's on Peacock. It's on a lot of streaming platforms, so check it out. You can just start watching them one right after the other. We'll take a break. Get to your emails really quickly here on the show. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us here. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, we've got some questions here. Debbie, who's the great Virgo, got a bunch of people here. Chris said, any opinion on payments to student-athletes? Do you think student-athletes should be paid?
I don't know. It's complicated. The problem is they can't keep these athletes from finding a payment or taking bribes or alumni.
Yeah, it's tough
paying for it. You know, you got to decide what's the financial model of your athletic program and stick to it.
All right, Michael says, what's your thoughts on the Giants and the Jets? Do they need new owners? What do you think? Yes or no? New owners?
No.
The Giants? Sky wants to know when's the meet and greet. Tom says, Fred, what type of physical conditioning have you done? You work out all the time, don't you? You're stretching all
the time. Not all the time, no. I've gone through because of some of injuries that I've had and the fact that I've been doing neurofeedback for the last year.
Yeah.
I'm not doing what I normally do, but I'm getting back into the swing of things.
Here's one from Joe. He says, "Did you have a 58 Impala in auto mechanics class at El Camino Junior College?"
I did, and that was a great car, and it had a 63 409 motor in it.
He's real fine, my
with dual quads. And it was stolen.
What?
It was stolen out in front of El Camino College, and they destroyed it. They took everything apart.
Joe, there you go. Tori says, is Stafford the missing piece to get the Rams into the big dance this coming year?
Well, they think it is. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. And do you think the Rams will make the Super Bowl?
No.
Oh boy. Somebody wants to get an autograph.
I only say that because of the odds. The odds are against them. So I mean, maybe they will. Maybe they'll have a great year. But it's who knows? They're capable.
Joe and Claudia found your email on CRN Talk, and they love the show. They watch you and Stephanie Kramer. They think the chemistry is there. Email Fred. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We're out of time, but we're going to be back here next week. Some final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Well, it was good to have Bill aboard, and we'll see you next time.
Yeah, thanks to Bill Shatner. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. We'll see you next week in the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.